It's an unseasonably warm winter morning in Brooklyn, New York, just across the East River from the former site of the World Trade Center. Karen O'Malley is one of a few dozen neighborhood residents strolling through an open-air flea market. She pushes her baby carriage up to vendor Kevin Suddeth's display and asks him about the rugs he's selling.
This is a map of Afghanistan.
Yeah, okay.
This is a image from propaganda leaflets that we dropped in northern Afghanistan.
And I can't tell if this is pro-American or anti-American.
The rug Ms. O'Malley is looking at is woven out of wool. It features an image of the burning Twin Towers with two planes flying in the background. In the foreground, there's a banner that consists of the American and Afghani flags, separated by a dove with an olive branch in its mouth. As she walks away from the marketplace, Karen O'Malley says she would never have a rug like that in her home.
I don't know what it says. It's an unpleasant reminder of September 11th. And it's actually kind of violent. Like, that's the impression I get as I look at it.
It's a sentiment vendor Kevin Suddeth says he can appreciate. Mr. Suddeth has been selling so-called Afghan war rugs for a number of years now and says they aren't for everyone. He started his business long before September 11th, as did the weavers in Afghanistan, who began incorporating images of tanks and missiles into their traditional designs in the early 1980s, when the Soviet Union invaded their country. Mr. Suddeth says the September 11th rugs are the latest artistic rendering of the violence that's a normal part of life in Afghanistan.
The tradition of art about war is rife with controversy. I mean, Picasso's Guernica was very controversial. Goya's The Horrors of War are still controversial. I mean, but that doesn't mean they should be dismissed. They are a unique perspective on what's going on in the world today.
But it's an Afghani perspective on an act of violence that didn't happen over there. It happened over here. And for many New Yorkers, like Jane Kerensky, that's an important distinction. Ms. Kerensky says she's familiar with another vendor who sells Afghan war rugs that don't offend her the way the September 11th rugs do.
The others were almost like a protest as to what was happening on Afghani soil. To me, this is pride of what was done here.
The majority of people we spoke to at the market agreed with Jane Kerensky. Kevin Suddeth says he has sold 40 war rugs depicting images of the burning towers to people who live here in New York. Those people may have been motivated by thoughts like the ones expressed by this man, who didn't want to give his name.
I think I'd probably pay something like maybe up to $500 or something like that. Because you figure 20 years from now, my grandchildren, you know, I tell them, yeah, I remember seeing that, and, you know, pretty much interprets it and what the rug expresses to me.
And that, says vendor Kevin Suddeth, is the reason he sells the rugs, even though he, too, is haunted by memories every time he looks at them. I'm Maura Farrelly.